employees must wash hands. The rest of you fuckers can just eat with germs all over your pissy fingers, all right? Whatever.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Inhabitants of the planet Earth, happy Monday to you. I hope you had a good weekend. It is I, your tiki shirt wearing leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. That's right. Yeah, I went through my old Hawaiian shirts and I found my tiki shirt. So I've got that on today. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Got a little something for you at the very end of it. Something how to tell you how to win. So today, that's right, you could win here on Remasculate. And for our new listeners that are just now turning into the podcast to Remasculate, a little bit about myself. You guys may have seen me on Comedy Central. My name is Steve Mudflap McGrew. I actually was on Comedy Central this morning. They re-aired my special, and I need to get with them about doing a new one. If you'd like to see more of my stand-up, be sure to just Google me on the internet. You find me on YouTube. I got a lot of stuff on YouTube. A lot of people know me more, you know, for my, I get called out for my, not called out, I get recognized for my pig sex bit. A bit that ends like this. If you saw the show, you know what that means. But it's time to get on with this show, Remasculate. And here to join me today is my favorite news girl, Miss Thang. Here we go. We're remasculating. I can already hear the dog barking.
Yeah, very impatient little critter.
Could we come down here and they just stand outside the window of the studio
basement
and and bark at us?
Yes.
So I looked, as I was coming down, I looked out and our neighbors are having a garage sale.
On a Sunday?
Mm-hmm. How come we're not having a garage sale? How come we've never had a garage sale? Why is it so hard for you to get rid of stuff? I don't understand that.
Oh,
what,
babe? You are here. Your jobs only really keep you busy for the weekends, uh-huh, outside of the hour or two for this podcast.
Right.
Maybe you should start getting all this stuff together, including mine. You can get rid of all my junk.
I wouldn't know what of yours to get rid of, and I barely know.
Where is my stuff?
Yesterday I was looking for things to go to the community pool, which I don't know why people go to the community pool. That is really just chlorinated blue urine with all the kids that are in there.
Remember the animal cracker incident? Let's not discuss. Ew!
There was a child that had animal crackers in the pool, floating, and then eating them.
Whoever was in charge of that child.
Oh, nasty.
Parent jail.
That's right. But anyway, back to, I don't know why you can't decide what you need to throw away. What is it that gives you the hives every time you start looking at things you need to give away?
I don't know.
I'm scratching right now.
It's a security blanket. Yeah, I could totally just bag everything up and put it on tables and have a garage sale, but I would need you to be gone.
And just sell everything? We may have to do that.
And then...
our friend Don...
And then
Don,
I will be single a few months later when you realize... Everything's gone.
Yeah, what happened to my... I sold it for a nickel. You know our friend Don Barnhart?
Yes.
The hypnotist.
Okay.
Is having a garage sale today also.
On a Sunday.
I think that's what made me more aware of it. I saw on Facebook that he posted he was having a garage sale, and then I saw that our neighbors, and I'm like, I just don't know why she can't get rid of stuff, you know?
I don't have that much stuff. I'm kind of a minimalist.
Really?
Yeah. When I moved in with you, I was kind of like, whoa. So much stuff for one person.
For me?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's stuff, there's memories in these cardboard boxes.
I know.
And there's not just, you know, there's things that, and you've seen it too, I'll open a box and go, whoa, look at this.
It's like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll just suck if we ever have to move.
I'm not a hoarder.
You're not. You're just a pack rat.
Just look at everything is in order. I came down here and cleaned it up and got it all.
Are you kidding me?
That's the way I put the
shelves.
I put the
shelves. Do not believe a word he's saying. He was gone for a long weekend, and I believe it was a big snowstorm weekend, so I couldn't do anything. So what did I do? I organized the whole basement.
Organized? I can't find anything. I can't find... I was looking for a squirt gun to take to the pool to annoy people, and I could not find my pool stuff.
And this is why I was hesitant to organize the basement. Because I knew this would happen. I was like, you're going to come back to me and be like, I can't find anything. And you'll be like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Make it look good. I made it look good.
Yeah, but if it...
And now you're complaining.
Yeah, but at least when stuff is unorganized, you know where it is.
And only you knew where it was. I would walk down here and be like, holy crap, what am I going to step on?
Now you can't even find what you... Because I said, do you know where the pool stuff is?
I know it's not down here. I told you what happened to that. I took it out of a bag, and then I think it's upstairs somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway.
Back to the garage
sale.
Who
wants to get our stuff together and sell it? Because I don't want to be in trouble for it. I bet there are people that get paid to do that.
There is. There's that TV show on what to keep and whatever it is. You know,
we should write in.
They put out these three...
Somebody write in for us.
Three mats out on the yard, and it's keep, throw away, and sell. Mm. And then they... clean out the house, and then they do that, and they see how much money they raised. That's part of the show, is how much.
Gotcha.
And maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of money
there
down
is.
Here. There's a $2,000 jail sale, an actual antique
window
old
thing.
West
yeah.
bar window that I paid. Well, they wanted $2,800 for it, and I bought it for $2,000 because I talked her down and made her feel bad, and I was a local celebrity, and you know.
That's mean.
I used it. Use what you got. And so that's laying around.
It is. Just laying around.
So there's
$2,000 worth of stuff laying around.
Well, that's why I'm never worried about, like, you know, if something goes bad, I'll go down to the basement and I'll sell something. You know, one of the guitars that are down here.
Right.
One of the amplifiers that are down here.
Right.
Or one of the antique other things.
Antique computers.
There's a lot of computer stuff.
There is.
I'm tempted now that I got this backup drive just to go see what I can turn on and save, you know, and then throw that out. Because that's those are like 1993 computers.
The monitors are like...
massive.
Massive.
They're
like
as big
50
as...
50-pound monitors. I can't move them very easily.
Yeah, but those were state-of-the-art in
I remember,
1996,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Crazy.
Anyway.
Maybe next weekend.
I don't want to do it now because the sun is too nice here in Denver.
It's a beautiful day. Like I said, the day that I organized the basement, it was a snowy, I couldn't go anywhere and do anything day. Weekend,
and
actually. I was trapped.
We need to get going and get out of here and enjoy the day.
We do.
Daylight.
We do.
But we've got things to do, like your news.
Yes. Yes, we've got some news to talk about. And we got to talk about our weekend.
Oh, Keystone.
Keystone. Beautiful Keystone.
Right. They were real so great. They were a wonderful crowd up there.
Yes, you had a show up there.
At Warren Station, which used to be a tent. It used to just be an actual tent, and now they have a building that looks like a tent.
A structure that doesn't move, yes. Yeah, and they have beautiful flowers all around it and a little amphitheater where people can get married. It's very pretty.
And we came out of the show last night, and it was the most beautiful Colorado crisp, cool night. I was like a little newborn colt, just,
you
yay,
were.
It's chilly, I'm loving this. And you're like, can we go to the car? Can we just go to the car? You want to walk through the downtown part of Keystone, look at the village? Freezing, can we just go to the car?
Yep, I was cold. And I sounded exactly like that. I was cold, yes, I'm not going to lie.
It was 47.
It's been like 80, 90 degrees up here.
Are you anemic?
No, I'm not.
I think you're anemic. We come home last night, and you climb into bed, and you go, I'm freezing. And I go, it's set on 74. I don't care. I'm freezing.
And so I put on my sweatpants and sweatshirt, and it all ended up being...
I don't know why you put on your sexy stuff. You said you were cold.
Oh, babe. Yes, so that was our Saturday, and then today we're going to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. Where are we going to go?
I think we should go somewhere in the mountains. somewhere, not too far, because I saw the sign coming back from Keystone.
Yeah, that traffic.
2 to 4 hour delay. Expect 2 to 4.
Right.
Isn't that a warning not to go up?
Right.
When you see that driving up.
If you're going to go up Friday, come back Saturday.
Yeah, never
avoid
come back
Sunday.
On a Sunday. Never on a Sunday.
It was green and luscious up there. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said you wanted to go to, what's that, hot spring place where the restaurant?
Ooh! Good, you, that. Yeah,
Idaho Springs.
That's what we'll do. We'll
what's
go to
the
Indian Springs. Idaho Springs, but it's Indian Springs in Idaho Springs.
Oh, we're going to go to the actual springs.
Yeah.
I was talking
we'll
about the restaurant.
We'll get our swimsuits and we'll go into the. You're talking about the Buffalo Bar.
We could do both.
Yeah.
We got our day planned.
Yeah.
Woo.
We got a plan. It's on now.
Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong. Whatever the fuck that ever meant. I never knew what.
I think it just
it's
rhymed.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
I think it just rhymed. Wasn't that a video game?
Mm-hmm.
You
Which I
turn
never could
video
figure out
on.
Why they called it Donkey Kong, because there was not a donkey in it at all.
It was just like a little gorilla guy?
It was a gorilla and Mario and he was saving the princess.
I never. Yeah. I played Super Mario Brothers, the very first one.
Uh-huh.
I love that. And if you were to put it in front of me now, I would love to play it again. But that's the only video game I've ever.
I think I may have that in one of these boxes down here. Seriously.
Uh-oh. That's going to be a time suck.
Because I had all the early video games. You know, the Atari and Sega.
You had to blow in it sometimes.
Yeah, blow in the cartridge. And yeah, that's in here somewhere. Oh. I don't know.
I love that game. I
yeah.
love it.
Now we're going to have to dig through the boxes.
Not today, though. We're going to go
no.
to Idaho Springs.
Okay. Well, let's do your news.
Okay.
You got your stuff?
I do.
All right.
I'm ready. I am prepared.
Dun, ta, da, da. And now it is time for All Things Considered with Miss Thang.
That's me. We've all had those days that we want to call in sick and skip work.
Yes, well, like Friday when I didn't do a podcast at all.
We didn't have to acknowledge that, but it's your podcast.
Yeah,
set your schedule.
I want to do it every day. That is my goal, to do it every day. And I actually got an email saying, where's the podcast? And so it really made me realize that this is really becoming our job in a way.
Yes.
You know, people are relying on us. We become their morning radio. You know, and that's another thing
yes.
that people say, you know, hey, your podcast is getting later and later.
It is. I like leave, you're awake. I'm like, sweet, maybe I'll have a podcast to listen to for my workout today. No.
No, then they don't go up till 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
And Friday I came home. I came home a little early. It was
uh-huh.
like 4 o'clock and you were just pissy.
I was pissy.
I walked into
Grumpyville. I was very grumpy because I was trying to. Shut up. I was trying to think of something to, you know, really talk about. Because I don't want to just, hold on, let me pick up the dog.
The dog is high maintenance.
I don't really want to just throw something out at the podcast because,
right.
you know, that's just bad programming, much like the other show that I was on before. So,
right.
you know, I want to make this listenable to people. So
that's why you need to have people to call. Like, you have Mike Jones.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have other people that are available during the
right.
day that
and
you
I'm,
could...
I'm getting the more of the celebrities. I need to call that they wrote me, like Bradley Gaskin,
mm-hmm.
the country singer, tweeted me that he wanted to do the podcast.
Right.
And I've already got, you know, Greg Otto said he wants to do it. Greg Otto. That's comic, not Greg Otto.
James Otto.
Greg Comic is an Otto. Otto. He's an Otto that uses a dummy.
Wait, stop
He's
and
a
reset. Greg Otto, no. James Otto, yes.
Yes.
He rocks.
Yeah. So I and Cletus wants to do it.
Nice.
I need to just really, like I said, treat this like a business
mm-hmm.
and just start.
But then if you feel like you're obligated, I think that might affect your motivation.
Take the fun out of it.
Yes.
Because.
Knowing you.
Mm-hmm. I want this to be fun. Damn it. This was the point of like coming down here and starting this.
Mm-hmm.
So I can come down and talk about anything I want to and why you can't throw shit away, you know, like.
And how you buy like 12 microphones.
What?
I'm trying
to treat this like a business. Yes.
Right.
I bought a new microphone.
So we could have like a party, people.
Well, that's kind of the goal, you know. I want to do
like
get people down here, and I bought a couple of wireless microphones that you were like, "What do you need wireless microphones?"
It's gonna be like Ricky Lake walking
uh-huh.
around the audience.
Yeah, but I thought because we got the couch, everything down here. If we had friends, we'd just hand them a couple microphones, and
they
know.
Freak out. We've had friends down here, and they're like. No,
no,
I don't want to be
in your talking
podcast.
That.
No.
I don't want to talk.
Even one of them has a background in radio.
I know. I got to get him down here and actually do the podcast.
We should kidnap him.
Mm-hmm. And he has some other microphones. He has more microphones
oh,
that he said
my
he'd bring
gosh.
Over. So
it could be a block party.
Just have microphones everywhere if we could
yes.
just figure out how to record with them. keep the sound.
We'll put them all over the house, and our podcast will eventually be a reality show of our life, and it would be boring.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's do your news.
Okay, all right. So as I was saying, we've all had those days we wanted to call in sick and skip work. Well, Derek McGlone, a Scotland teacher, was well known for making up stories to get out of work. At an August 1st hearing, McGlone admitted to lying on a number of occasions between June 2008 and May 2011. Have you ever had that coworker that they call in on a regular basis?
Yeah, you just know they're lying about something.
Yeah, yeah. And it's ridiculous. Like me, I rarely call in.
Like, do you have a coworker like that?
No, I don't. No, not in this current job. Mm-hmm. And even in my last job, I didn't. But I've had those coworkers. I think it's more of the entry-level jobs, more the jobs I had in college. But this guy's a teacher. Yeah, most recently, he claimed that he was stuck in volcanic ash, ash cloud in Iceland, and he called from his home.
Oh, that's true, though.
But he called from his home.
Yeah, that volcanic, that was true. That canceled a bunch of flights and a volcano.
But he called from his home.
Yeah, okay, that.
And he also told officials he had just run over a little girl with his car. Really? It's so horrible.
And they allowed him to teach? That guy should be like...
He's done. Like, he's done teaching. The hearing was because he wanted to come back teaching because he had been suspended.
He seems mentally incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean,
he needs
unstable.
To find a new job that doesn't motivate him to skip so much. Because if you hate something, we've all had the job where we're just like, no, I don't want to go.
Not doing it.
And if once you get in that pattern, I think it's easy to continue calling in.
I won't say the name of who this is because it's somebody pretty big and famous, and they do listen. And
hi, Mr. Big and Famous or Mrs. Big and Famous. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's a mister.
Okay.
But he and I were talking the other day, and he gets physically ill before he goes to work. He's hating the job so much that he actually gets physically ill. And sometimes he told me that he can't sleep at night because he starts, like, he'll be in a great mood watching TV and turn it off and start to go to bed and just start thinking about how bad. And
that's no good. You know, you've been in that situation.
I've been there, and I don't know how people live like that. You know, I know he says it's because, you know, I have a job and a family, and I need the paycheck. Mm-hmm. But I think that's horrible for people to live like that.
But how many people are? You got to think. There's so many people. And that's someone with, like, what Everyday Joe would call maybe a fun job.
Right. Oh, yeah, it would definitely be a fun job.
But Mr. Joe Blow down the street that has to go work in a button factory every day, you know?
Would not get it.
But
I know, it's hard to explain.
He's probably got something similar. If he hates his job, he's... Oh, I hate it, but I have kids. I have a family to support.
Yeah, I think anybody that's ever had a job, even as a roofer or a trash waste management guy that drives a truck, I'm sure he doesn't love his job. Maybe they do. Maybe there are. But there's people I'm sure they're just like, I absolutely hate my job.
But you just don't think of the people, Mr. Celebrity Man.
No, doing something like this.
Right.
Yeah, and also, do you think that too many people... They've made jobs so bad, you know, like HR has made things so bad that you just don't want to work anymore. And maybe that's one of the reasons that more and more people are getting on welfare and things that, like, screw this. Fuck the corporate world. I'm not going to live like this. I'd rather just eat cheese and watch daytime TV.
Right. I could see that, you know, or vacation packages really aren't existent. Pension packages aren't existent. The benefits aren't there. So you're showing up to work, you're working your life away, and what do you get in return?
Nothing. And the government's taking over half of your paycheck in taxes. So at one point you're like, screw this.
The government can pay me to do nothing.
Right. It's horrible.
I could see that. I don't have that in me. I need something to get me out of bed every day.
Well, work. When I was a kid, work was the only motivation that you really had.
Right.
I mean, that was your motivation. You wanted to make money because you wanted to buy a new CD.
Right.
You wanted to make money because you wanted to, you know, buy a new steering wheel cover.
Right. You wanted to get things.
Yeah.
And once you were able to work, that's what you did.
Yeah, because you wanted that job. And I don't see that now. I don't see that even in the younger people, the motivation to, you know, get a job and buy things.
I don't.
It should just be.
I guess I'm not around a lot of people of that age bracket right now. That's sad if they aren't like that. Because, yeah, I remember my first job. Babysitting. You get the money so you can go buy the new Billy Ray Cyrus CD. Don't judge me.
I started to don't judge me.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
The government is just taking away our motivation. Mm-hmm. Money is your motivation.
Or kids aren't being programmed to have that in them.
Because
the parents are relying on the government, and so they're just like, eh, I don't have to work. My parents don't. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it creates that. I think the people with money create that in child. Even the people that are a little more well-to-do are like, oh, I don't want my child to have to cut grass for money.
Right.
Here's $100.
Right.
Where, what does that teach you? That's not teaching your kid any motivation
work
at all.
Yeah.
You know, and I seriously, when I was a kid, I had an older brother. My Mike cut grass. He did a grass cutting service.
Right.
So we'd go door to door, and he would actually work the lawnmower, and I would help bag and clean up. So we had a service, and I was probably 7 at the time.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But I never had a parent go, that's wrong. You shouldn't be out there. Somebody could kidnap you. You know, that is today.
Pathetic. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I wonder how the babysitting world is, because do parents trust their kids with
other people?
Teenagers these days?
Probably not.
Because
don't bring a boy over here.
Don't
bring a boy.
Right. You know, I grew up in the church, so the kids I babysat, the parents knew me from church, and I was very trustworthy. But like your average teenager today, I don't know if I had kids, if I would be able to be like, here you go, here's my kids in my house, yeah. And on a Friday night, we're gonna go out till 11.
Are they really gonna watch your kid, or are they just gonna sit there and
watch
and
TV, text,
watch TV and text, and you right. know, turn around and like, oh, you're in the knife drawer. You know.
Nope, no good. Yeah. It's just sad. It's a bummer to think about. It's gonna bum me out.
All right, let's go to another news story, and you won't be quite as bummed out.
All right, escapism.
Next one.
There are way too many baby pictures on Facebook. We were talking about this the other day. My best friend and I were talking about mm-hmm. this. She has a child. She posts pictures of her child, but not on a daily basis.
They actually warn you not to post pictures of your children.
Yeah. Well, a browser extension called unbaby.me from Chrome is going to help with this baby issue. You can go to your Facebook and see all the baby photos, but this extension is going to replace them with awesome stuff, like kittens and puppies and turtles and ice cream and whatever you enjoy. Well, the default replacement images are of cats, but you can plug in a photo feed of whatever you want to see, like boobies.
Beautiful! Yeah. Yes!
I haven't tried that, but it says you can replace it with whatever you want.
Is it already going?
Yeah.
So it's Google Chrome
is
doing it.
It's through Chrome, so you have to use Chrome as your browser, mm-hmm. and it's unbaby.me.
Unbaby.me.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
like, because have you used Chrome? Like, it has apps that you can install.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, it has Angry Birds.
Okay. Chrome just came out with a browser for your iPhone, by the
Uh-oh.
Way, too. So it's supposed to be faster, less intrusive on other stuff.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I'm going to download
I really it. Liked Chrome when I used it in my last job. My new job, we don't. A mama bear and her 3 cubs started a bear backlash in northern Norway, ripping a wall off of a cabin, trashing the place by overturning furniture, breaking shelves, ransacking chocolate and honey supplies, and leaving empty beer cans everywhere.
It drank beer?
Yeah, and not just a couple of beers. Try 100 of them. 100 empty beer cans.
So
now that's a party. Imagine how the bear felt in the morning. Rawr, I hate my life.
That'd be quite a hangover in the cave.
Oh
there.
My gosh. Yeah. Imagine owning the cabin and coming home. Wow.
Well, that'd be like Goldilocks coming home and finding the drunk bear in the house.
Right. Right.
It's just those bear necessities.
So simple bear necessities. Yes.
What kind of beer was it? Does it say?
It
what
does
is, what
not.
Do bears prefer when it comes to alcoholic beverages?
I don't know. I think they'll eat whatever.
Hams. I think it must be hams.
Hams.
Hams beer. You don't know
I've
Hams
never,
beer?
No.
Hams has a bear for the logo.
Oh, that's got to
be
it.
That could be it. I can't believe you don't know Hams.
I'm not a beer drinker. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you drink everything else.
No, I don't. Dang. On that note, let's go enjoy our Idaho Springs day.
We can't yet.
Okay. Next story. I can't check out when I want to. I have no control.
Always just, whenever you hit a moment, you're like, well, that's it. Well, thanks. We're done. No, actually, we're not.
I just realized I have no power. Okay, a Vermont man. Have you heard about this story? The guy that took his tractor and ran over the police fleet?
No.
Okay. A Vermont man who was charged with taking a tractor and crushing six police cars and a van last week has been idolized on Facebook pages. He has tribute songs and a t-shirt. Robert, I think it's Pion. Pion allegedly was upset over an earlier arrest for marijuana possession and resisting arrest. This was his motivation for destroying much of the Orleans Sheriff's Department fleet.
I thought pot users didn't have much motivation.
Obviously, he is not your average pot user.
You get high and I've lost motive. I was going to go run over the police, but then I got high.
I forgot about that song.
Remember that?
That was a horrible song.
I was going to clean my room. But then I got high.
Who sang that song?
I don't know.
Are they still around?
No, they probably got high, lost their motivation to record ever again.
Yeah, in earlier stories, I remember reading when it first came out that like the police and everybody were in their building and they didn't know what was going on. He took his tractor, he was running over these police cars and their van and all of their transportation. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what was happening until someone called 911. I was like, you need to look outside
look
your
out
building.
Your window.
And by the time they came out, this tractor guy, he was already down
gone.
The street.
So that happened up here in Colorado not long ago.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, one of the towns up here, some guy did like a homemade tank or something like that and was running through the buildings of downtown. Did you hear about that?
No.
I'd have to Google, bitches, and look it up. But yeah, that happened up here that somebody got frustrated and just started tearing down
the
city.
People need to chill out.
There are some freaks.
There are. You know what chills people out?
What?
Good food.
Really?
Like pop chips.
Oh, I love pop chips.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where you're going. Starting today is the pop chip giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 month free supply of pop chips.
The tortilla kind, right?
The tortillas. The brand new ones they're just coming out with, and they're going to give away 1 month's worth. Okay, now, go ahead, tell me all about the pop chips.
Well, it's actually, they're enhancing their brand. It's Pop Chips Tortillas, and they've created the Love Triangle is what they're calling it.
Love Triangle,
yeah.
I like that.
And these tortilla chips are never fried, never baked. They don't mess with tradition. We start with Stone Ground. This is from their website. Uh-huh. Stone Ground Mesa, the same whole grain corn used to make traditional tortillas. They add a little heat and pressure to pop their tortilla chips and then top them off with naturally delicious seasonings for tortilla chips. So tasty and crispy, you won't even notice that they're healthier.
Sounds wonderful.
And they're available in 4 taste bud popping flavors, mm-hmm. such as nacho cheese, ranch, chili limon, and salsa.
All of them sound good to me.
Yeah, and nutrition-wise, it's half the fat of flavored or fried tortilla chips, 0 grams trans fat, 0 grams of saturated fat in the chili limon and salsa, only 0.5 grams in the nacho cheese and ranch.
And you could still dip them in stuff if you wanted to.
Right, which would probably take the healthiness away. Yeah, but as we've noticed with our pop chips, you really don't have to add anything.
You don't.
They're amazing.
I know. Amazing. That's what they are, just amazing.
I think I'm going to go have some
after
we're done here. Yes. Anyway, back on track.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to give away a 30-day supply today
to
somebody, but how do they get qualified to receive that 30-day supply?
They have to go and sign up. Actually, they need to go like the Pop Chips page on Facebook.
Okay.
They need to go to Pop Chips and like them, or they can go to my page, the Remasculate page on Facebook, and sign up.
And it's Remasculate is R-E-dash.
Right.
M-A-S-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Very nice.
Yes. But that's a big deal. Like, if you just type in Remasculate without the dash, I think it's difficult to find it.
Mm-hmm. But there was a reason I had to do that, because there was a band.
Right.
I didn't know there was a band called Remasculate.
Right, I understand.
And when Cornboy and I thought up this website, we was like, you know, it's time to teach men to grow some balls again. Let's call this place, let's remasculate the men of America.
Woo! So, yeah. So go like Pop Chips Colorado, right?
Pop Chips, uh-huh. And go to Pop Chips on Twitter. Just follow them. You don't have to. This is not how you're going to win. I'm just trying to drive traffic to Pop Chips.
Right.
So at Pop Chips CO.
Right. But today, in order to win the 30 days of Pop Chips tortilla chips, you need to go to the Facebook.
Right.
Today is the Facebook day.
Right.
And then we're going to have two other chances, right, later on this week for 30-day supplies?
There'll be one on Wednesday and one on Friday. So do not miss those podcast days. If you don't
and
care.
You need to not miss those podcast days.
That's why I told you to put it on your calendar, Miss Organized Crime.
Organized Crime. Yes. So go do that, and you'll win some Pop Chips tortillas.
See, I'm so happy we finally have got... These are sponsors.
I know.
I'm so happy that we got sponsored. Pop Chips and Perky Jerky. So
Pop Chips, Perky Jerky. I love my Perky Jerky. It's like breakfast and lunch for me. 50 calories and those turkey... anyway, today's Pop Chips.
It is. It's okay. Pop Chips doesn't mind. I talked to both of them.
It's a great meal together, Pop Chips and turkey.
Would that not rock if you just take a little piece of Perky Jerky and lay it on top of a
Pop Chip
of
tortilla?
A Pop Chip and just eat it? I think that's
what we're going to have for lunch.
Oh, yeah. All right. Somebody out there who's listening, and I know it's probably going to be Brian Burridge, who will do this because that man likes...
He's a foodie. And I'm jealous of his ability. He is, like, connected in the Denver food world.
Mike Jones is, too. Well, Brian is connected in the food world somehow, some way. And Norm Bacon is now a Perky Jerky freak. He went and tracked it down up in Michigan. He went and found a place to do it.
Wow, you rock, Norm.
Yeah, so Norm or Mike Jones or Brian, one of you guys, or whoever, doesn't matter, one of you listeners... Put some Perky Jerky on a Pop Chip and let's know how that goes.
Yes. We'll get you on here and you can talk about it.
Yeah, make yourself a little video. Shoot a video of you making it and we'll do the soundtrack here on the Remasculate.
There we go.
And Vidi is the program that you're just totally hooked on now.
I am obsessed. Is anybody out there else on Vidi? Because it's a 15-second video and so there's not a lot of pressure. You just...
Explain to them how to get it.
It's an app. I know it's on the iPhone. I don't know if it's on any other phone. And you just download it. And you can sign in using, like, Twitter. I use my Twitter to sign in.
Uh-huh.
Or you can use Facebook. And then you just record 15-second videos.
And a lot of celebrities are on there.
Yeah, Britney Spears is on there. That's all I care
about.
That's
the one you follow.
Right.
I noticed you were telling me that the celebrities are doing the video. I know P. Diddy, if anybody cares about
Justin it. Bieber's huge on there. Mm. Rihanna. Yeah. Mm. But not that is a reason to do it. That I was drawn to it because of Britney. But I just have fun. Like, we're out and about. I'll do a 15-second video. And they have, like, effects you can add to the video, sound with music if you don't want the audio that's on the video to be on there. So it's a lot of fun. And then it saves the video to your phone. And then you can upload it on Facebook.
Rock on. All right. Well, we're at our elliptical 30.
So all right.
Thanks for joining us today here on Remasculate. Thank you, Miss Thang, for joining
us. I want to thank Donald Erickson. He sent me some news stories that I shared. So rocks. He really does.
Donald has been one of our sponsors, too. Donald has made donations.
Yes, he'll tweet me. Mm-hmm. Here's a raise. I'm like, yay.
We appreciate that. Thanks for sponsoring this because, you know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, we do these podcasts, and we could do them free in the house, in the studio basement. But it actually costs to host the show.
Right.
That's where the cost is.
Right.
It has to go to a server up on the internet, and that's where the cost is. So
right.
Anybody that sponsors, we appreciate. Sorry, hit the mic. We appreciate you keeping us alive and well on the internet. So until tomorrow, make the tikis happy.
Oh, we're done with tikis.
No, we're not. I'm tiki. I'll get your tiki on. See, I should have had my Hawaiian music in the background.
Oh, yeah.
But one day you said that Hawaiian music.
It's not very motivating on the elliptical.
Almost put me to sleep.
Yeah, I almost fell off the elliptical. It's very relaxing, which is what it's supposed to do.
A hooky loud.
There we go.
Anyway, thanks for listening. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, bop, bop, mow, mow.
I bid you adieu. Oh.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo. And they're underwear, thing rains and news. And poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind.